Hi, this is Bethany Conway, and thank you for joining me for today's podcast. I am so excited. In about a week, we are coming up to one of the biggest feasting days of the year, Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness, a day when friends and family come from far and near to sit at a table full of food, to come together and be thankful and grateful and feast on turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes and sweet potato casserole and green bean casserole and cornbread and the cranberry sauce and the stuffing. Oh, and then you have the pumpkin pie with the whipped cream and the cherry pie with the whipped cream and your cup of coffee. And then you sit on the couch after your big feast and you take a nap and you can barely move because you're in a food coma for the next 24 hours. But it feels so good because you're bursting at the seams and you wouldn't have it any other way. Thanksgiving. A day to be grateful, a day to be thankful, a day to count your blessings. It's Thanksgiving. It's the season. Tis the season to be thankful. So today, with Thanksgiving around the corner, I want to talk about gratitude. I want to talk about being grateful. I want to talk about counting your blessings and being thankful. How do we stay grateful and thankful daily? How do we make it a daily practice when sometimes crap happens? Things get out of control. Chaos happens. We hit low points in our life. Disappointments, loneliness, things that take place. How do we harness an attitude of gratefulness and gratitude and come up and rise above into joy and rise above into the blessings that are around us and surround us daily? Sometimes we have the tendency to only choose or want to be grateful when something absolutely extraordinary happens. You know, I'm waiting to win the $1 million lottery or the $1 billion lottery. It was just a few weeks ago. But I can't be grateful until something extraordinary like that happens in my life. I can't be grateful, or I don't have anything to be grateful for until I have an amazing new job, or I have my breakthrough in business, or I accomplish X, Y, or Z, or I fly to the moon, whatever extreme thing it is or thing that you're hoping and hanging on to or for, until that thing happens, we hit it like a wall where we have a hard time being grateful. And that can be a roadblock that keeps us from moving into a life that's full of joy and thriving in joy and thriving in thankfulness and abundance and I'm just receiving the daily blessings of those moments that we encounter daily. And sometimes that can be the biggest challenge, to be grateful and thankful for the everyday things. Grateful for the simple things that we encounter on a daily basis. There are some fantastic quotes out there, friends, that are about gratitude and blessings and thankfulness. A few that I just wanted to read to you today that I think are really awesome and that kind of tie into what I want to share with you. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. That's from Oprah Winfrey. Another quote, when you are grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears. By Anthony Robbins. And another amazing quote from Brené Brown. I don't have to chase extraordinary moments to find happiness. It's right in front of me if I'm paying attention and practicing gratitude. Let me read that again. I don't have to chase extraordinary moments to find happiness. It's right in front of me if I'm paying attention and practicing gratitude. It's practicing gratitude by paying attention. We chase after so many times in our lives those extraordinary moments, telling ourselves, when I reach that place in my life, when I accomplish this in my life, then I'll be happy, then I'll be thankful, then I'll be grateful. But what if that's not the journey we're destined to be on? What if that thing we keep striving for is the very thing that keeps us from fully embracing the many blessings that are around us daily? Learning to pay attention and practice gratitude by being grateful for the everyday things. My friends, what are those everyday things? What are those things that take place in our lives that we need to pause? We need to open our eyes and look and see how blessed we are. We live in the United States of America, where we have more freedoms than so many other countries. We get to come home to warm houses and warm beds and have food on our tables and in our cupboards, where other countries don't have that blessing. How blessed we are. I just started to jot down for myself personally to try to bring to memory, what are those things that I'm grateful for every day? The simple things. I'm thankful for the giggle of my little son when I kiss and snuggle into his neck and he just giggles and coos. I'm thankful for my family when we gather around the table after a really busy day and we're talking and laughing and sharing inside jokes and hearing how everybody's day went, the highs and the lows. I'm grateful for vehicles that work and run and have air conditioning and heat and get me to and from where I need to be. I'm grateful for my parents and my great-grandparents, that my girls, my children, my son, and my daughters get to experience having great-grandparents in their lives and grandparents in their lives that input into them and speak into them. I'm so grateful and thankful for my amazing husband, who daily, from the day we got married, has told me I'm so beautiful. And I tell you, at first I didn't believe him. It took me so many years. But I'm so grateful for those tender, kind words that my husband whispers in my ear. I'm grateful for my friends and my neighbors that are willing to help if a crisis happens. I'm thankful for a good job and a great boss. I'm thankful for coffee, the simple things and the simple joy of coffee. Yes, I love coffee. I am grateful for coffee. How do we not get caught up in it's not enough? How do we guard our hearts? How do we guard our minds from thankfulness being stolen away from us? We get caught up in comparing who has what down the road, who's done what and who's accomplished what, and we focus on the things we don't have instead of taking a moment to pause and be grateful for the things right in front of us. Friends, don't minimize the everyday miracles and moments. Gratitude turns the everyday simple things into more than enough. It turns it into joy. It turns it into peace. It turns it into a heart that is overflowing with gratitude. Today, my friends, yes, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And yes, we get to eat turkey and we get to eat stuffing and mashed potatoes. And yes, we get to gather with friends and family and have bellies that are full to the brim. But my challenge to you today would be, as you gather together, may you pause with your family. May you pause with your loved ones. May you pause with your friends and be grateful and thankful for the simple things. The fact that you get to hug your great-grandpa's neck when he walks in the door. Who knows how many more years he will be here. Grateful for the fact that you get to sit at the table with your nieces and nephews before they go on to college and are moving to all different places around the world. Grateful for health. Grateful for food on the table. Grateful. Oh, the list can go on and on. These everyday miracles, these everyday moments, may you capture them on Thanksgiving. May you speak them with your mouth, how blessed you are and how thankful you are for them. My friends, you get the opportunity to be grateful. You get the opportunity to rise above with an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude that leads you into joy, that leads you into that you are more than enough and you have more than enough. My friends, I want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving, and may your heart be full and overflowing this holiday season with gratefulness. Gratitude turns the everyday simple things, the miracles, and the moments into more than enough. May you have an absolutely blessed Thanksgiving. Until next time, have a wonderful day.